In England, we eat lots of things for breakfast. But the traditional English breakfast, you know, consists of many, many things. You know, the full English breakfast can consist of bacon, eggs, baked beans, tomatoes, toast. What else? Black pudding. Lovely, lovely. We also have, you know, other types of sausages. And, you know, depending on where you are in the country, where are you in the UK, you know, they add other things in different regions.
For example, in Scotland, co jecie w Szkocji na przykład?
Haggis. What is haggis? I believe is sheep's stomach filled with many different types of grain and meat and basically what we consider waste. Why a full English breakfast? Because we're hungry. Obviously, everybody eats supper at night, but breakfast is the most important meal of the day, as my mother told me when I was young.
A nie bolą was brzuchy po smażonym bekonie, albo jajkach, albo kaszance?
No. It's surprisingly enough, no. It doesn't, you know. Personally, I have a bottomless pit as a stomach, and I can just eat and eat and eat.
To dlatego Brytyjki są tak pokaźnych rozmiarów?
It could be one of the reasons, you know, one of the few reasons.
A jak długo może trwać przygotowanie takiego śniadania?
I've only ever prepared a full English breakfast myself once. But, you know, you most commonly find it in cafes, you know, restaurants, hotels. You know, and it's, you know, it's a traditional English breakfast. It's for the working class British people. They work hard, they eat hard.
A co pijecie do śniadania? Skoro jest to coś smażonego, więc musicie pewnie pić coś ciepłego, żeby to się dobrze strawiło później.
Is there any other drink being English but tea?
A co ty najbardziej lubisz jeść na śniadanie? Z angielskiej kuchni oczywiście.
Well, I must admit I have two favourite breakfasts. When I'm back in the UK visiting my family in Staffordshire, we have a traditional pancake made from oatmeal, flour and yeast. And you can heat the oatcake, put some cheese in the middle, some bacon, roll it up, and it's a great breakfast. But, you know, bacon and cheese is my favourite, you know, filling for an oatcake. But you can fill it with sausages, baked beans, anything you want. Jam, bananas, if you want a sweet filling. And that's the oatcake. My other favourite meal when I'm away from home is a bacon and brie baguette. It's beautiful. You heat the baguette in the oven, slice the brie, put in the brie and the bacon into the baguette. Nice hot sandwich. So you could say that maybe bacon was my favourite meat, breakfast meat for sure. But it's not the same bacon that you get in Poland. Although, thinking about it, there is one place I have found bacon in Poland. Only one in Warsaw. In the market at Platschenbecker. And inside there's only one meat stall that sells bacon like you can buy in England. And it's wonderful. I go there every Sunday. English breakfast. The most wonderful breakfast in the world. And with winter coming, and if you need to pile on those extra pounds of insulation, eat the English breakfast. Nice and fatty, you know, filling. Eat an English breakfast, you'll be full for the entire day. Pozdrawiam słuchacza Radio Warszawa.